I'd like you to take your Bible, if you would, and open it to Exodus chapter number 19. Exodus 19. This is the book, of course, that deals with God's dealings with His own chosen people, bringing them out of Egypt. And there's so many beautiful thoughts here. We draw our attention this week to Exodus chapter 19, verse 3 and verse 4. This is a particular truth that our pastor has sought to teach us for many years, but the truth of the matter is it's a truth that the Lord tries to teach us all through our lives. Pastor said to me in regard to this truth that the amazing thing about it is this particular event does not just happen once. It happens all through your life. It is a way of life. And the title of the lesson this week is that God bears us on eagle's wings. In all these treasures of darkness and all these lessons that we're studying together, this is a mountain peak. This is truly one of those great principles that helps a person understand how the Lord works in a believer's life. And it helps all of us to see the Lord at work in our lives, doesn't it? Exodus chapter 19 and verse number 3, the Bible says, "And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself." And I'd like you to take the time now to mark in your Bible, verse 4, "I bear you on eagle's wings." God bears us on eagle's wings. I'll give you two foundational principles before we launch into the real substance of this lesson. The first is that Exodus chapter 19, verse 3 and 4 gives us one of the greatest definitions in all of Scripture on the meaning of life. Everybody needs to know what life is about, especially a Christian. If a person that says they're a child of God doesn't know why they're on earth, they've got serious problems. So what is life all about? It can be summarized in this statement. The Bible says, "I bear you on eagle's wings," mark it, "and brought you unto myself." Life is all about God bringing people to Himself. It's that simple. That's the simplicity that is in Christ. When God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, He was not bringing them to another place. He was bringing them to Himself. Now, the Christian life is not about geography. It's not about circumstances. It's not about any of those things. It's all about coming to know God as your personal Savior and then coming to know Him better every day you live. Now, that's why the Apostle Paul, who'd been saved for many years, wrote in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10, "that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death." Knowing God is not an event. It is the pursuit of a lifetime. It's the way we live our lives every day we live. I would ask you this question. How well do you know God? It's an interesting thought, isn't it? Ask the people in your class on the Lord's Day, how well do you know God? And the answer is very simple. As well as you want to. Because God didn't play hide and seek with people. God reveals Himself in the pages of Scripture. God's made a way where we can access His very throne room in prayer. And now you and I choose how well we know the Lord by how much we follow after Him. How diligent we are in seeking His face. And so all of life can be boiled down to this. God wants to meet us every day. God wants us to know Him just as surely as He knows us. He wants us to be more intimate in our personal fellowship with Him on a daily basis. Then there's a second thing, and we must turn to the book of Deuteronomy to see this foundational truth. If you flip over just a few pages in the Pentateuch to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11 and verse 12. You know Deuteronomy is the book of the second law. And so God is speaking again to the same nation of Israel and reminding them of certain things. And He says in Deuteronomy 32 and verse number 11, "As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him." And I'd like for you to circle, please, in verse 11, these three words, "as an eagle." Then come to verse 12 and circle these words, "so the Lord." As an eagle, so the Lord. And then I'd like for you to draw a connecting line in your Bible between these two key phrases. If the meaning of life is all about coming to know God, then what is the method that God uses to bring us to Himself? The Bible says, as an eagle, just like an eagle does certain things with a young eaglet, so the Lord works in our life. The interesting thing about this is that the eaglet is always under the careful eye of the eagle. Never escapes. And in the same way, believers, those of us who know the Lord, are children of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, are always under the careful eye of God. God is on the throne. He has everything under control. And Moses learned this lesson. The man that God uses to pen these very words is the man Moses. Moses learned this lesson. You remember as a baby, Moses' mother, by faith, took him, put him in a basket, put him down next to the reeds there in the river bank. So where was Moses? Was Moses in a basket? No. Was Moses in the river? No. Moses was in the hand of God. And Moses learned that. And now you see him growing up in Pharaoh's house. Oh, what privilege. Where was he? Was he really in Pharaoh's house? Was he really in the palace? No. He was in the hand of God. God was in control of his life. And now you see him running for his life. 40 years on the backside of the desert, thinking God had forgotten him and life was all emptiness and there was no meaning to any of this. Where was he? Was he really on the backside of the desert? You tell me. No. Where was he? He was in the hand of God. And Moses learned, Hebrews chapter number 11, he learned through seeing God work in his life that there was a God in heaven that was concerned about every detail of his life. And no wonder Moses is such a man of great faith in God. And may the Lord teach us these truths. As an eagle, so the Lord. There are four things that we need to make note of from Deuteronomy chapter number 32 about this eagle. Number one, we learn that as an eagle, so the Lord builds. An eagle builds, the Lord builds. The eagle is very careful to collect certain things to build a nest, and the nest has to be just right because this is not just any nest, this is the nest for her young. She's going to make sure that those young are cared for. And in the same way, the Lord is building. The Lord is at work in our lives. I remember as a little boy learning the little chorus, He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. And I thought about that chorus as I was studying this particular lesson because the Christian life is a construction zone. And sometimes when you walk through a construction zone, you don't see the finished product and you wonder, what in the world's going on here? And this thing looks like a mess to me. But in the end result, it's a beautiful thing. Being confident of this very thing, that He who began a good work in you will be faithful to perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. Amen? The Lord is working. The Lord is building. He's building the life of individual believers. He's working on you. He's putting things in your life that need to be there. And not only is He working on individuals, He's working on the church. He's working on the body of believers, a local New Testament church. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 18. The Lord Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. The Lord's building this nest. God's at work. God's doing something. Don't judge what the Lord is doing before you see the finished product. There are no self-made spiritual men. If a man is a spiritual man, he's a spiritual man because God made him so. God's been building. God's been working in his life. So as an eagle, so the Lord builds. Number two, as an eagle, so the Lord breaks. And now these eaglets have been in the nest for a while. And Mother Eagle says, you know, they don't need to stay here because eaglets were not born to sit in the nest. They were born to fly. And the eagle knows that. And so what does the eagle do? The eagle begins breaking up this nest that she spent so much time building to start with. Have you ever thought the Lord just seemed to be bringing everything perfectly together in your life? And you think, you know, if this continues like this, all is going to be well. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, everything falls apart. And you think, Lord, did you forget about me? Did you forget what work you were doing in my life? It was all good before. We have to remember, as an eagle, so the Lord. God knows when to break up our nest. God knows how to turn those little branches upright vertically instead of horizontally so they poke and prod and make the nest uncomfortable so the eaglet will get out of the nest. And that's exactly what the Lord has to do with us. He has to stir us up. The reality is human beings as a whole get to the place where they're content. They get in a comfort zone and they don't want to do any more than what they're already doing. They don't want to experience any more than what they're already experiencing. And I think there's a great God in heaven that says, you have no idea how many good things I have in store for you. But you got to get out of the nest. It takes faith to get out of the nest and sometimes a little prod from the Lord. And so what does the Lord do? As an eagle, so the Lord breaks. I want you to write down this statement, would you please? In the margin of your notes here in your Bible, write down this statement. We must look beyond the nest. We must look beyond the nest. We take such pride in our nest, don't we? We take such pride in all the things. We take so much pride in it that we take credit for it. We think we built this nest. We forget the Lord's the one who built it, and the Lord has the right to break it up. But if it's the nest you have your eyes on, you have to look beyond the nest, because beyond the nest, there is an eagle. There is a God in heaven that knows exactly what He's doing. Pastor gave a great statement in this particular part of the lesson, and it's one that all of us would do well to remember. He said this, God is in disturbances just as much as He's in deliverances. Now, we all like the deliverances, don't we? Recently, I've seen the Lord do some things in my own heart, in my own life, and boy, we rejoice in the deliverances, but sometimes it's tough to rejoice in the disturbances. But the truth of the matter is, faith is seeing God in every part of life, in every twist and turn. Look, it's easy to see the Lord's hand on a good day. What about on a day full of test and trial and difficulty and darkness? Can you find a treasure there? The answer is yes, the Lord is working. As an eagle, so the Lord breaks. And there's a third thing, and that is, as an eagle, so the Lord broods. This eagle is concerned about these eaglets. Now, they may not think so when mama starts turning the branches up and prodding them, making them uncomfortable, but she knows exactly what's best for them. You know what she's doing? She's flying all around that nest, and they're watching her. The truth of the matter is, no Christian learns to fly from watching other Christians. No eaglet learns to fly from watching other eaglets. The eaglet has to get its eyes on the eagle. And there comes a day when that little eaglet sees that eagle soaring through the air and wonders, I wonder if I could do that. And the truth of the matter is, when we get our eyes off ourselves, get our eyes off the nest, get our eyes off the circumstances, and get our eyes on the Lord, we start to think, I wonder what God could do with my life. And all the while, you know what the Lord is doing? He's brooding over us. He's looking out for us. Casting all your care upon Him. Why? He careth for you. I don't know about you. I take comfort in this. God cares for me. I'm one of His children. He's my Father. He cares for me. As an eagle, so the Lord broods. His eyes are on you. All you have to do is turn your eyes, get your eyes back on Him. Then there's a fourth thing. And that is, as an eagle, so the Lord bears. So the Lord bears. What does the eagle do? The eagle gets the eaglet out of the nest, and the eaglet starts to fly, and it's doing pretty well, and all of a sudden begins to fall. What does that eagle do? Let it fall to its death? Not at all. The mother eagle swoops down, gets underneath the eaglet, picks that eaglet up on its wings, bears it to the heights, moves away, and lets it try again. And I want you to know that's exactly what the Lord has done in my life. That's what He's done in your life. And we've got to remind people, whether it's a teenager that's just disappointed, it's amazing how a 15-year-old can think their whole life is ruined. They have the whole life ahead of them. It's all over. It's just all over. Or a single adult that can't see their way clear in some decision. Or some married couple going through difficulty. Some older person that thinks everybody's forgotten them, so God must have too. This is a great lesson for people. What is the lesson? The lesson is this, as an eagle, so the Lord bears. You have to exercise faith to fly, but you remember this, when you start to fall, when your faith begins to falter, you remember this, it's not the strength of your faith, it's the object of your faith. And the object never fails. The Lord's going to be there. The Lord's going to pick you up, bear you to the skies, let you try again. I want you to know that's the story of my life because that's the story of God's grace and mercy. There's a great statement in this lesson. I'll give this to you in closing. Pastor says we can only fall so far before we fall on His wings. I like that. You ever feel like you're falling, floundering, think you're going to hit bottom? You can only fall so far before you fall on His wings. In all the years of recorded history of eagles, there's never been one eaglet that has ever been known to have fallen to its death while Mother Eagle was there watching out for it. Never one. And I want you to know, David said, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. God takes care of His own. God bears us on eagle's wings. Why? To bring us to Himself.